This is a podcast from RNIB's Insight Radio.
Last Monday, the inaugural Scottish Sensory Awards were held for the first time, and there was success there for RNIB. One of the principal organisers was Linda Burnett from the charity, and she joins me now. Linda, thanks very much for talking to us again here on Insight Radio. I've got to ask you, first of all, how did the night itself go?
Oh, it was fantastic. It was great. The people that came were so enthusiastic. They were so excited to be there. And it was just brilliant. And we had people from Aberdeen, Dingwall, Falkirk. It was great.
So a good attendance everywhere and a good reaction to the awards as well, because that's very important when you're just setting these up for the first time.
Absolutely. We had over 100 people there. And the awards ceremony was compared by Angela Bonamy from the Scottish Government, and she did a fantastic job. It was really light-hearted, it was fun, and I think it did set the pace of how these events will take place in the future. Light-hearted, fun, it was great.
Which is obviously what you're aiming for with something like this. Now, how many awards in total were handed out? And we've got to know as well, did RNIB get any of them?
Well, there were 7 awards in total, and thankfully, yes, we did. We won the first award. So RNIB had the pleasure of having the first Scottish Sensory Award.
Fantastic. You're a notable scalp there for RNIB at the actual awards ceremony. Sum it up for us, Linda, before we find out more details of what it was that RNIB actually won. A useful meeting of minds. It's not just the glitz and the glamour. It's a chance for people to network and get together and chat about the main fields of research, etc., in sight loss.
Absolutely. And what it does is it raises the bar. We all sat and listened to some fantastic pieces of work that was going on. And I think one of the clear winners was a pub in the Borders, where the bar manager and the staff have learned how to do signing so that they can chat with one of the customers who comes in. And that alone just shows you the influence that these awards will have in terms of raising the bar and raising standards.
Yeah, that sounds absolutely fantastic. Well done to the pub that actually won the award there. As we say, there was success for RNIB at the awards. And joining me to explain exactly what was won by the charity, Janice Bain, the Operations and Development Manager for RNIB. Janice, thank you very much for talking to us. Tell us both about the project itself and the award itself and how you felt when it was actually given to you.
Hello, Ian. Yep, the work that we are doing and the work that we were nominated for is that we do visual assessments for individuals who have learning disabilities and complex needs and who might also have sight loss. People might not know, but if you have a learning disability or complex needs, you're 10 times more likely to have serious sight loss. And the other thing is that you're actually also more likely to have hearing loss. So the award that we've won is because not only do we have a unique specialist vision assessment process that we work with folks, we have actually teamed up with Five Councils Deaf Communication Service. And we've got involved with them so that we can provide a very basic hearing screening for people who are going through our assessment process. And that means that when folks are coming to RNIB, not only are we making sure that they are getting their sight loss identified and we're helping to prevent any further sight loss, but we're making sure that they're getting the support that they need for their hearing loss as well. And both of those things together actually can create a huge improvement in quality of life for an individual.
Well, it certainly sounds a very worthy project. Obviously, a great feeling for both yourself and the staff involved as well.
Absolutely. My staff team came along to the awards ceremony. So there was 2 members of RNIB staff there and a member of staff from the Deaf Communication Service. And they were absolutely beaming from ear to ear. It was lovely that the people who are doing the work, they're actually making these things happen and seeing the changes that can be made for the lives of individuals are actually there to see other people and reward them by recognising the quality of the work that they're doing. We're doing something that really just doesn't happen absolutely everywhere, and we'd like to see that change. And it's good that the awards ceremony gives a platform for more people to hear about it.
Obviously, we've heard from Linda that she would like this awards ceremony to grow and, include more categories, include more awards as well to be given to other organisations. And as you say, it's something that really can only benefit everybody taking part.
That is absolutely true. And I found when I was there at the ceremony, it was great that we won an award. But actually, every award category, and we were hearing about the nominations for each of the categories of award, and I was sitting there taking lots of notes because there is such great work getting done all around the country. So it gives all of us that opportunity to think, oh, that's a great thing to do. I've never thought of doing that. I wonder if we could do that in our area or make it work in our area. We might have to adapt it a little bit, but it could still work for us. One of the great things was Linda mentioned Dingwall, and that was actually a school who had come down from Dingwall, and they won an award for some of the work that they've been doing as pupils, working to support other pupils who have sensory impairments at their school. And it was really great to hear and to see those young people come along and be recognised for the work that they had done.
And no doubt it'll be a great feeling for them as well to go away from the inaugural awards with a trophy. A final word from Linda, and I get the feeling I might know the answer to this already, but given the success that you're talking about of the inaugural night, surely there's got to be a second one this time next year.
Oh, definitely. That's the hope. We're already going to be planning what that will look like, and I'm really excited. There will definitely be a second Scottish Sensory Award.
Well, we look forward to it, and no doubt Insight Radio will cover it whenever it is. Linda Burnett and Janice Bain, thank you both for joining us here on RNIB's Insight Radio, and best wishes for the future of the Scottish Sensory Awards.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ian.
Thanks for listening to this podcast from RNIB's Insight Radio. For more podcasts, check out insightradio.co.uk.